Okay, we're on the Sum of Zion Amud Base. 15 lines in the bottom. I'll give you a few minutes to count. Okay. Maruch Ukba. Maruch Bahabe Anya Bishivuse. Maruch Bah had a poor person in his community. They have a ragia le shadure le arbame a zuze kol male yomete kippura. That he used to give this guy 400 zuz every year of Yom Kippur. Some say he couldn't have given it any time. It's once a year, but he chose to do that in Erev Yom Kippur, either first to give him a little bit of extra schus going into Yom Kippur, and also for the guy, something he might need to, he has a big suda, to, you know, he needs to prepare for. So that's why he chose that day. Yom Echad, one year, Shadrinu Niyale Biyad Berei, and he didn't go himself, he sent his son, Marukba sent his son to bring the Ani the money. Asa, Amar Le, Lo Tzarich, so he went, and then he came back, and he said to Marukba, you don't have to give him the money. So he says, why? Amar Mai Chaziz, what did you see that you think he doesn't need the money anymore? So he said, Chazai, Deka Mizalfe Le Yain Yashan. I saw him, that he was sprinkling on the walls old wine to give like aroma whatever in the house or whatever. It was using this aged wine to sprinkle on the walls. So obviously the guy said it's not in such in bad shape anymore. What happened? Amar, so instead Marukba said, Mefane kule hai. He said, wow, this guy is like really extra pampered, you know, he really needs these things more than I thought. Therefore, Ifinhu, the Shadrinu Niele. So he doubled the amount that he normally gives and he sent it to them. Okay. Let's see where we here. Ifinu Rashi says Kaflinhu. He doubled the amount. Okay. Kika Chazina Nafshe, when Mar Ukba was about to die, Amar, he said, I see li chushbunai de tztaka. Bring for me my cheshbonas of tztaka on what tztaka I gave. Ashkach to have a kasiksiv bay, so he looked in and he saw that it says in it Shivas Alfe Dinare. They had given Dinare Sianki, it's the name of a place. He gave 7,000 Sianki Dinarim, which is quite a hefty amount. But yet he still said, Amar Zvedai Kalile Veorcha Rechikta. Famous expression that the my luggage is light and the journey is it's a long journey to go, and I don't have enough to bring with me to the next world. He felt that still wasn't enough money that he gave. So what did he do? Come Buzbeze Lefalge Mimoni. So he went, got up, and he gave half of his money that he had to tztaka. So Gemara asks, Hey Chiyavirachi, how could he have done that, given half of his wealth to tztaka? V'amar Rabbi Elai Be'usha Yitkinu, the Sanhedrin was Masakin and Usha, that a Mevazbez, Al Yevazbez, Yoter Mechomash, a person not allowed to give more than 20%. So Gemara answers, no, Hani Mili, that which you can't give more than the fifth, that's Mechayim, that's when a person's alive, because we're worried, Shema Yered Minachasav, worried if you're going to give too much, he might end up becoming poor, and he's going to be needy, or whatever. Bavala Achar Misa, but since he's dying now, so he's not worried that he's gonna, you know, become poor. So Bavala Achar Misa Leislam, but that's not a problem. You can give as much as you want, and that's what he did. And the Yaivit says we see from here that giving tztaka, normally a person not allowed to give away his things because it takes away the Yerusha. But here we see that when it comes to tztaka, that's not the case. Even though it's gonna take the Yerusha away from the Tzelem, but giving the tztaka is mut. Okay, Rashi Sianki is Shema Kob. Zvaray Kalilai, Kalilit Seida Kala. I'm not bringing too much with me. Hachinosi Laderech Rechokab for this long way, Shani Yotzeba, I'm about to go to. Okay, next, Rabbi Abba, Havetzayer Zuze Besudare. Rabbi Abba, he used to tie up money in his, in a sudar, in like a piece of cloth. Veshade Le Lachori. And then he would put it behind him and allow the anim to come and take the money out of his pouch that he put behind him, and they wouldn't be so embarrassed because he doesn't see who's taking them. Matan b'seiser, and then umam se nafshe lebe anya, and he would dafka go to the place where the anim live, and that they can take. However, umatzli eine miramai. But he would every now and then take a little peek to see that make sure the people are taking are really the yanim and not the ramayim. Rashi says umatzli eine mata einav klap beacharav, that he would like look behind him a little bit lirat shalo yavo ramai, that the ramayim shouldn't come. Ve'yisire she'oseh atzmo ani ve'hanim ba'im u'matirim otzam. So he doesn't want it that they would, make people make themselves look like anim are coming and undoing the pouch and taking the money. Okay, back to more. Rabbi Chanina, hahu anya to have a ragil l'shadurei le arba zuzei komar le'shavsa. He had an ani that he used to give this ani every Erev Shabbos for zoos. Yom Achadesh Adrina Niale Debiad Bitabisu. Once he went, he sent it with his wife Asai, so she went. And then Ve'amra, she came back and she said, Amra Le Lo Tzarich. Similar like we saw before with the Marukba. He said, she says, he doesn't need it. So he asked her, My Chazis, why? What did you see? Do you think that he doesn't need the money? So Shammai Dehabika Amri Le. So I heard that they were asking him, on what do you want to eat your meal with? Turning to Samaches, Bitlei Kesef or Bitlei Zahav? Would you like us to spread on the table today, silver tablecloth or maybe a gold tablecloth? So she heard that. Says, this guy obviously doesn't need the money that he's been giving. So Amar, Hainu da Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bova Nachzik Tova L'Ramayim. So this is what Rabbi Elazar said, that we have to give a certain respect, have to give thanks to these Ramayim. Sheol Mali Hain, Hayinu Chotim B'chol Yom. Because if it wasn't for them, we'd be sinning every day, meaning because we've been turning our eyes away from giving tzedakah. And people ask for tzedakah, I say, no, whatever, you don't give them. And now at least we have an excuse, because there's so many of these Ramayim running around, so you can say, I thought the guy was a Ramay. At least we have an excuse for not giving tzedakah. So we have to thank them, these Ramayim, certain ways, so at least we have an excuse. Shenemar, that says, V'kar alech al Hashem, v'yabachachet. But, now that we have these Ramayim, it's not a chet anymore. So the Tosus asks over here, what's the difference with this and the case with Marukba? Marukba, when he heard he was spritzing the thing on the wine on the walls, he goes, oh, I'm not giving him enough, and he doubled the amount. Whereas here, when he saw that they were putting down the tablecloth, he says, oh, Ramayim, it's a good thing for Ramayim. Okay, we're on Samach Aleph, Amud, Samach Ches, excuse me, Samach Ches, Amud Aleph. Okay. So get back into it. We had a Mishnah. Right. We had Machlokes Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim. Right. Rabbi Huda said that if the first girl gets married off while the father was alive, so we see how much the father wanted to give to as a dowry to her, and then the second daughter comes along after death, so he says we give the same amount. We can see how much he wanted to give, and from the first daughter, give the same amount. The second one, Chachamim said, no, sometimes a person is rich and becomes poor, and poor and becomes rich, and therefore you just give a set amount, which Isur Nechasim, in other words, 10%. Okay, so now we're going on that. None. Chachamim Amrim, like we just saw, Pamim Shadam Ani Ve'ashir, or Ashir Ve'ani. It's the second medium line down from near the bottom, second medium line begins Tnan. Okay, Tnan. V'chachamim Amrim, Pamim Shadam Ani Ve'ashir, or Ashir Ve'ani. Ela Shamin Hanachasim Nosnim Las. We saw in the Mishnah, as Chachamim argued with Rabbi Yehuda. And it says somebody's person's status changed. So therefore, you just give this Yisr Nechasim. Okay, so Gemara says, Michlal de Tanakama Savar Afilu Ashir Vehani. So what does that mean to say that the Chachamim are arguing that with that? Here it means Tanakama, excuse me, which means Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with that. And he would hold that even if he was rich at the first time when he was alive, and then he died, and then he was rich at the first time, and then he was rich, and then he became poor. The kidimikari yavinanla. that you know, as he went down in the Nechassim. And that was when he was alive. He had a lot of money, and then by the time he died, he was poor. So what are you going to say? Yeah, but you give, we give the amount when he was alive, that he had given when he was alive, like a lot of money. He says, how can that be? Right? Halesle, he doesn't have now. How can he possibly give what he gave when he was alive, when he was rich, if now he's poor? It can't be. Elalav, what must we be talking about? Ani must mean ani bedas, and ashir must mean ashir bedas. That what? That it's not we're not talking about there's different amounts of money. He had a lot of money, now he does less amount of money. We're talking about he always has the same amount of money. Right? When he was alive, my ani and my ashir. Inema ani is ani bin chasim and ashir bin chasim. Sorry. Okay, going back. So if ani means ani bin chasim, and it was that he had a lot of wealth, and then he went down, he had less amount of money. That's what it's talking about. Ani and ashir is the amount of money that he has. That's difficult, because that would mean that what the michlal tanakama savar afinu ashir vehani. That if he was rich and then he came poor, and that you give him what he was when he was poor, what he gave when he was rich. So we said that can't be. Halasli, he doesn't have. So how can you possibly give? Now he has nothing. That was but we have to give what he gave when he was rich. He doesn't have anything. So therefore, what must it mean? It must mean ani is bedas and ashir is ashir bedas, meaning. We're not changing the amount of money he had. When he was alive, after he died, he always stayed, had the same amount of nechis, amount of money. But what? We evaluate about how much he would have given based on his thing. Some people like to give a lot, some people are more miserly. So therefore, ani is, an ashir is how much he wants to give, not what he actually has. He had the same amount always. But we look. Well, when he married off his first daughter, he liked to give a lot of money. So we assume now also he's not alive anymore. He probably would have liked to give a lot of money now also. Or he didn't want to give a lot of money. He was very miserly, give very little to his first daughter. So we assume he's not going to want to give very little to his second daughter now also. In other words, but the money has changed, it stayed the same. That is what it must mean. Okay, so now we say Rod, Viktani, Shamina Nechasim, Venosnimla. And then what does it say? So that was the Chachamim, but Rabbi Yehuda says that said that we don't do that. That was Rabbi Yehuda. What does the Chachamim say? He says, no, we don't do that. We just give 10%. Finished. We don't say what he would have given then. We would give. So what do we see? That we don't go after umdin das k'tani shami nenta chasim v'noslima alma loaz v'asar umdina. See, we don't do it. The Chachamim say we don't go after what he would have given. We just give 10%. Finished. So this is a tziyuv to the Shmuel, which we saw yesterday. Shmuel said lefarnasa shamin ba'av. We saw yesterday at the beginning of the Gemara that that's not true. Rabbi, he says you do go. You go after the you assess the parnasa shamin ba'av. You assess the father how much you would like to give if he was a miser. He wasn't a miser. Whatever. That's how much we give. But we see here that's not the case. The Chachamim say shamin and nechasim and noslima. You don't go after this umdina. You just give 10% and finish. So tiyuv to the Shmuel. So Gemara answers. It's not a kasha. Huda Mark Rabbi Yehuda. We said it is a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So he's following like Rabbi Yehuda. That's all. The non Rabbi Yehuda omerim hisi bas rishona. You know, saying lishnia kederesh nasan lishona. Like we saw that that you do go after umdana. Whatever he gave the first time, we assume that he liked to give. He didn't like to give, and we assume that he's going to give now as well. So that's all. He's just following like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, v'neima halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So why did Shmuel have to say shamin by Av? He should have just said halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Finish. It's only like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says no, because I amar halacha Rabbi Yehuda hava mina de dafka hisia the gali daite aval lo hisia lo. Because if he only said halacha Rabbi Yehuda, I might say that we only. Sort of quote unquote assess the father if we have the actual facts what really happened the mice in the past. because that's what it says in the Mishnah. He married off his daughter, he gave him out, gave this amount. And now, then he died, now how much do we give to the second daughter? We know what to base it on. We base it on what he gave to the first daughter. So I may think Dafka there, in such a situation, when he actually did marry off his daughter, and we know how much he liked to give then, so then we know what to give to the second daughter. But if, let's say, that's not the case, he never married off his daughter yet. Right now we want to know how much to give. Maybe there we don't assess the father. We don't have what to go on. So therefore, Kamash Malan, no, the time of Rabbi Huda is Dazlin Basarum Dina. That long comes Shmuel to tell us that's not the case. Right? That even if he didn't marry off the daughter, when you go by Umdina, you just look at the guy, you see the type of guy he is, and he likes to give, doesn't like to give, and we do it accordingly. And therefore, Loshna Yisiya, Loshna Lo Yisiya. Ah, v'hadik tani hisia. So then, if that's the case, why did the writer Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Dafka Minch bring the case that he married off his first daughter and then he died, and now we're marrying off the second? Why do you have to say that? Just say we can marry off your daughter, even if he didn't marry one off before. We go by the umdina. Why do you have to bring such a case? So Gemara answers l'dichacha nekocham de rabbanan. The afal gav de hisia v'gali daite lo azinam bratu umdina. It's to bring out the chachamim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, even if you didn't marry off the first daughter, we always evaluate. But the Chachamim held that you give 10%, you don't evaluate. And therefore, to see the Koach of the Rabbanan, that even if we do have what to go on, we see he married off his first daughter, we know what he wanted to give the first time, we don't follow that, and we give 10%, even if we know what the he gave the first time. And that's to show the Shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, any Rashi's here? Ani bedas, says Rashi, ain't bedato li tein lanu dunyas ashir, elan dunyas ani. Didn't want to give a lot, you want to give a little. No tell us yisur nechasim, but lo shamin ba'av. Okay, let's go on. Amar le rava le rav chista. Darshina and mishmach shalach Rabbi Yehuda. Is it true what they say in your name, Rav said to Rav Chista, that halachas, like in fact, like Rabbi Yehuda, though, that we do go after umdina? So Amar Lei, yeah, ye Rava, kol ki hani mili mal yasa tidrashu mishmai. He said, yeah, alavai, all good things like this should be said in my name. That, yeah, that's 100%. The lachas like I held a rabbi, lachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, yumi amar Rava hachi. So we're assuming that the fact that he spoke to Rav Chista about this, that Rava also held like this. Okay, that the halacha is in fact like Rabbi Yehuda. But now we're going to question that Rabbi held that way. Why? Ah, Batanya, Rabbi Yomer, Bas Nizonis Min Hachim, Notelis Isur Nechasim. Okay, so Rabbi said that a daughter that is fed by the brothers, you know, while the father died and they're supporting her, and then she wants to get married, she takes 10%, the Isur Nechasim, for her dowry. V'amar Rava, Hilchas like a Rabbi. And here's Rava. He said the halacha is like Rabbi. So what do we see? That you don't go after umdinas. He says 10%. Finish. He doesn't say well, you look at what the father, how much you want to give. No, he just says 10%. So how can we say that the Rava held that you go after umdinas? Because he said halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. You go after umdinas. We see not. We see he says fair. She give 10%. So more answers. Lokashya had abmidnev and had lo abmidnev. He said, very simple. He says, we can only evaluate, assess the father if we can assess the father. If he's around, we know who he is. And then, if, let's say we don't know him, he doesn't live here, whatever. We don't have no idea the type of person he is, likes to give. He doesn't like to give, we don't know. We can't give, we can't assess him. We can't assess him, then we give the 10%. So over here, when Rabbi said that Allah is like Rebbe, that you give 10%, that's if we didn't know who the father was. No other choice, you give 10%. But if we know who the father was and we were able to assess him, in Nevada, we assess him. And Hakanam Mistabra. And it's Mistabra this way. Why? The Amar of Adabar Ava, Maisa Vinasan La Rebbe, here's Rebbe again, Echad Mishne Masar Ben Achasim, Kashni Adade. What's going on? And here Rebbe said that we're supposed to assess, and over here you give 10%. Excuse me, give 10%. And over here, this other Rebbe over here says you give 12. So what's going on? Do you give 10 or 12? What is it? You give 10. So we see that Elalav Shmamina Hada Midne Hada Lo Midne Shmamina. We hit the bend. When we said 12, that's Rebbe said 12 because that's where we were able to assess the guy. So we knew that's how much we wanted to give. But when he said 10%, that's when we couldn't assess him, as we say. Okay, Rashi. Lo kasha hada midne hada lo admidne hada amar Rebbe that Isra nechasim below admidne lav. That's when we said you give 10%. That's when we were not able to evaluate the father and assess him. Shalo garbe neinu. He wasn't living amongst us. Falo amadnu asof tatos. We didn't know what he wants or what he, type of guy he is. Im vatra nim kamtsan. So then that's when we just give 10%. Hachanam mistabra de hechad amidne moda Rebbe the shamibav. That where you can't, you because he said you give 12%. Okay, back to the Gemara. Gufa Amar Rabbi Bas Anizonis Minachim. They'll tell us Yisur Nechasim. So we said again, we saw this before, that a daughter that is being fed by the brothers, and then she goes out to get married. You give her 10%. Amru Lola Rabbi Lurdvarecha Mishiesh Lo Eser Banois Ubein Ein Lo Labein Bimkom Banot Klum. He said that's very difficult to say. Says, how can you give 10% to the daughter? That's very nice. He has one daughter. But let's say he has 10 daughters and a son. So if you're going to give 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 to all the 10 daughters, then, you know, 10 means 10%, okay? 10%. So 10% times 10 is 100%, and there's going to be nothing left for the boy. So what's going on? So he answers. Amar lehen, Rebbe answered. No, kacha ni omer. Rishonah no tell us Isur nechasim. Shnia bameh sheshira ushlishis bameh sheshira v'chozeras v'chol kos b'shaveh. So he says no. He said this is what I meant. This is how it works. The first one, let's say you have 100% of nechasim, right? So the first one gets 10%. So you're left with 90%. Okay. Now, 90%. So now, out of the 90%, the next one that comes along, what do you give? You give 10% of that. So what's 10% of 90? 9. So he takes 9. So then what's left? 81. Okay, so out of the 81, the next one comes along and takes what? 8.1. Okay, then you take away the 8.1, what are you left with? 73. And what is in that? That will take 7.3. Right, and then after 7.3, you're left with 6.6, like 66, and she takes 10% is 6.6, etc. You go along the line until the all 10. Now, after you finish all the giving all the 10, you're left with be'erech 35% that is not taken, and that goes to the boy. But they don't actually give each girl that amount. First one 10, and first then 9, and then we don't do that. After we make the cheshbon and give the boy the 35%, then we take the 65%, which was ki'ilu distributed, and divide that out equally, and everybody gets 6.5. Okay, now if you just ki'ilu make the cheshbon like that, what would be, you know, 10 and 9, 8.1, etc. And then you put it all together, and which is like six, basically around 65% be'erech. So then each gets 6.5, and the boy gets 35%. Okay. Be'erech. Yeah. Okay. Rashi says the Rishona has. So we think here, Kasal Kadai Tachaba Rishona Linase. You know, it was the first one that comes up, etc. But now the Gemara asks on that. Turn to some Ches on the base. Kol Chada V'Chada the Nafshach Shakol. He says that. That you can't do that, right? Because there's the takana that when a girl comes her turn to get married, you give her 10%. So Lamai, so the first girl comes along, you give her 10%. She gets married, Gemara knew, she's out. The next one comes along, whatever's there, you give her 10%. That's how it has to go. That you don't make these cheshbonos, you know, as they come along, they get married 10%. So then why are you dividing them all out and giving everybody in the end the 6.5? So he's no hachi kamar. So Rebbe said, no, this is what I meant. Im ba'u kulam linasei ke'achas cholchos b'shaveh. Means that if they we're talking about when they all come to get married the same, they all got engaged on the same day, they're all getting married the same day, all 10 girls, and then they're all leaving at the same time, now what? So that's what I meant. Then you do this cheshbon. Okay, ba'u kulam linasei ke'achas cholchos b'shaveh. And Mesayele Rav Masna, the Amar Rav Masna, in Bauli Nasei, Kulam Ka'achas, as they all come get married together, not los Isur Echad. They all get one Isur.
The boy gets nothing.
No. In which case?
If each one takes
No, that was the original question. That's what we said at first. And then we said no, that it takes percentage. So the Gemara says, how can, and Messiah later also is a siyu to Rav Masna. Now Rav Masna, in Bao, they all come together at one time, then notlos Iser Echad. Gemara says, Iser Echad Salkadai, that what they all take just 10% and share it or whatever. Gemara says, no, Ela notlos Iser Keachad. Keachad. In other words, they all take it together. In other words, as we said, we have to make the cheshbon and then divide it all out, and they each get their 6.5%. Okay, Rashi, kol chad v'chada the nafsha shakla v'chamim tiknu lahem nidunyat the nisuin isur nechasim. So everybody has to get when they get married whatever is there. V'hanisias rishon zachta, she gets isur shebefaneh what the father has. V'lama yachzu, why do you have to go back and divide everything out like this? Right, yisurin that shu b'shaveh. So we said it's all coming together. Now Rashi's going to go through the cheshbon we already said on the Amud before. Shein kan kod mosluschus. Therefore, nobody gets extra hilkach because they're all coming together. And therefore, hilkach bishvil haruoi lishaer lifnei ben. So in order that we'll have something for the son, you have to do it like this. Notlos achad isur vashnia isur b'mashashia 10% of whatever's left. Mechein kulam b'mosar leben, and then the leftover in the end is to the son. Imayu mea, then Rashi gives an example, right? Imayu, let's say mea mane, 100 mane. Achad notelat eser manim, right? 10%, which is 10. Vashniya takes 9. Vashlishi takes shmone mane visur, with like 8.1 shavda mane. V'chein kulam down the line, kedei levarer yushal bein, so that we can clarify how much. And then we don't actually give her, we ki'ilu give it, and to see, so we can make the cheshbon to see what's left for the son. V'hein chozrot v'cholchos, and then they go back and divide it all out evenly, the yisurin v'shavet. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Habanos, bein bagru ad shelo nisu, bein nisu ad shelo bagru, ibdu mizonosehem, velo ibdu parnasasam, divei Rebbe. Okay, so here we have Machloikas. So Rebbe says that if either the woman becomes a Bulgaris, or, and she hasn't gotten married yet, but she already became a Bulgaris, or she hasn't gotten a Bulgaris, she's still a Ketana or a Nar or whatever, but she got married, okay, ibdu mizonoteim, they don't get, they're not fed anymore by the brothers. We're talking about Yisomos, right? The father's not alive anymore. They don't get, they're eating until she either becomes a Bulgaris or she gets married. Then they don't get fed anymore. Below ibdu parnasasan, but they do not lose their nedunya. Meaning that if the Bulgaris, she became a Bulgaris, she, they don't feed her anymore, but if she gets married, she still gets from the father's possession, still gets her nedunya. And in the case of the other case, they got married when she's not a Bulgaris, a Ketana or a Naira, that would mean that if she didn't take the full amount when she got married as a Ketana or a Naira, she doesn't lose it. And then later on, she can claim the rest. Lo ibdu. Divei Rebbe. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, no, he says, af ibdu parnasasan. No, then not only that, they even lose the dowry as well. They don't get fed, and they don't get the dowry either. So the Gemara is, in other words, even the Nar as well, you know, if she gets married and she didn't get the full amount, that's it. She can't come claiming anything after it. It's finished. So, v'ketzad hein oso. So the Gemara asks, or the Bryson here asks, if they, you know, what are they supposed to do? You know, they couldn't find a shidduch, and she's becoming a Bulgaris, and now, and that's it. She's not gonna, if she becomes Bulgaris and without finding a shidduch first, then she's not gonna get any dowry. She'll never get married. You know, how is she gonna get married without a dowry? What should she do? Kezun ain't no sos. So Gemara says, Sochros lahen bailim, umotzin lahen parnasasa. This is a wild thing. She said, rent a husband. Rent anything these days, right? So rent a husband. In other words, she should, there's a couple of perushim. One perush is that she should, you know, pay off some guy to, you know, before she returns to Bulgaris, and to, you know, agree to marry her so that, she'll be able to pull out, you know, before it's too late, pull out the nedunya. Because once she becomes a Bulgaris, she's not going to get the nedunya anymore. So nobody wants to marry her, so she should encourage, you know, pay a guy off a little bit, you know, to marry her so that she'll be able to pull out the, before it's too late, the nedunya. There's a pshat in the who is it? I saw the Rashash is a wild pshat. He says that she should hire out people to lie for her that she said she's getting married, even though she's not. So in order to pull out the nadunya, right? She didn't find anybody, so she pays off people to lie and say, yeah, she's getting married or whatever, and that she can get the nadunya. That's so gross. Okay.
Eventually she'll get married.
No, she won't.
No, but eventually down the road.
Not necessarily. She's gonna have no. She has no dowry. Nothing.
No. So. If she hires somebody.
Oh no,
she's not. Not a lie, according to the Rosh Hashanah, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, she's getting.
Oh, she will get married.
Married in 5 years.
Didn't say when. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Rashi ibdu mezonoseim. Shekein kasav lahen, because it says in the ksuba, right? O ad de tibagrut, or till you become a bogeres. O ad de lechun de legurin, or till you get taken by men, until you get married. Okay, that was Rebbe, and Rebbe Shimon, he says, we said you even lose the parnasa, you even lose that. Afibdu parnasa san. Says the Rashi, east of the eastern nechassim, once she becomes a begeret, she even loses that. She doesn't get the dowry. The kasavar lo tikun lunadunya elahecha de min sabat bekatnus, that you only get a nadunya if she gets married when she's a ktana or a naira, and that's it. A valbagra, no, istalka la miyahi beisalagamri, she's out of the house, gamarnu, she doesn't get anything, no food and no nadunya, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Vechenises also benaira, meaning that she got married as a naira, as we saw. Also, she loses, meaning she gets it when she's a naira. But if it was given the wrong amount when she got married, not enough or whatever, she can't claim anything later. Right? Vechenises benaira, when she's a naira, hoyel vegadla, now she grew up. Venisrasha, she didn't say anything, so she loses it. Imda parnasasa, that's what it means here. Then when she got kukisa, it's either a bugeris or she gets married before she's a bugeris, she loses the ksuba, loses the nudunya, means that she got the nudunya, but she didn't get enough, she loses her right to claim more later. Elamasha pasku, that's it. Ava benisit, bekatnus, lopali. But not in the case, that's not the case though when she's a ktana. As if she gets married as a ktana, and since she is not a bardas, and she didn't take the right amount, then she could claim later the rest, the right amount. Okay, let's just do a little more. Rashi, sorry. Sachos la the bialim sheisu otam that they should marry her before she becomes a bogeres, and therefore motzi lahem parnasa, so they can take out the parnasa. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna Hilchasa is Karebi. That Rav Nachman says that Huna told me that Halacha is in fact like Rebbe, that she doesn't lose it, right? We don't say that she doesn't lose the Nadunya. Okay, Aisave Rav Al Rav Nachman. However, that's what Rav Nachman said, that's that Rebbe held you don't lose. But now Rav asked Rav Nachman, that we see lechura, that's not the case in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says Yatoma Shisia Ta Ima O Ache Amidaita. Our first case in our Mishnah, that when the brother or mother marries off the Yisoma and Midaita, she was okay with it. What she got Vekasu La Bemeo Bechamin Shim Zuz, which is not the full amount really of the, it's not the 10%. Yichola He Misha Tagdil. We're talking about a ktana, you see, Misha Tagdil. When she becomes a gedola, when she's a ktana, she's allowed to lotzi miyadam masheru elina tenla. She didn't get enough. When she gets older, she can get what's coming to her. So what? Mars Medaya. Okay, what do we see? Time the ktana. That's dafka because she was a ktana, and so she didn't know she's not a bardas, whatever. So now when she becomes of age, she can get what's really coming to her. But hagdola vitra. So, but we see that that's not the case in the case of a gdola. Let's say, in other words, a naira. If she was a naira, which is already 12 years old, and then she agrees, whatever, she gets married, mashma from her mishnah, she can't take out the rest. She loses it. How can we say it? Halacha is like Rebbe, because as we saw, Rebbe says that she doesn't lose it. Some more answers. Lokasha. Ha, that which we, when we said that Rebbe said that she doesn't lose it, as we saw before, she didn't the brayso, she doesn't lose it, that's the machai. she has to at least protest. She doesn't loses it, but she doesn't lose it, but she at least has to protest. Just when she's getting married, she says, "Okay, you're marrying me off now," and she's in Nara, and she says, "But this is not enough. I'm letting you know this. It's not enough. I'm mocha." And then that gives her the right later to claim. And what we're saying in the Mishnah though is the lo mocha. That it says in the Mishnah that dafla ktana, but if she's a gedola, that's talking about when she was not mocha, she didn't say anything. She just got married and was quiet. Got married as a nar, didn't say anything, even though she wasn't given the right amount. That's what the Mishnah says that she does lose it. Okay, hachanami mistabra, and the Gemara says the mistabra this way. Why? The im kain, that if you're going to say that Rebbe held, even if she's not mocha, doesn't matter if she's not mocha, she doesn't lose it. Then kasha to Rebbe at a Rebbe. Why? Because the Brisa says the Tanya Rebbe Omer Basni Zonis Minachim. No, tell us Yisurcha. We remember Brisa. This is Rebbe, and he says a girl that is fed from her brothers, then as she goes out to get married, she takes the 10%. So what do we see? Dafka, if she's a nizonis, means what? That she's a nara, and she's still getting fed. But mashma, she ain't a nizonis, if she already became a bogeris, mashma lo, that she doesn't get it. How could that be? We saw that Rebbe is the one that said that even when she's a bogeris, whatever, and she gets married, that she still gets her 10%. So what is it? She does get, she doesn't get. El alav, you have to say, shmamina, hadamachai, hadalomachai, shmamina. It has to be that there's such a chilav. That, yeah, the bogeris gets when she's a bogeris, she still gets the dowry, but that's all she still has to, though, be mocha. If she, you know, makes sure, she says, I want to get the right amount. And then if she doesn't, she loses it. And so since we're saying that, we see that by Rebbe over here, with the bogeris, the same thing we could say with the nara as well. That's the chiluk. A nara also, she has a right to claim the rest if she wasn't given enough, like Rebbe said over here, wasn't given enough, she gets to claim the rest. But again, that's only if she's macha, if she is mocha. But if she's not mocha, she doesn't get. Okay, let's finish up with Rashi. Hagdola, could go nara, vitra, then she's moichal al shahar vibarat, so she loses. Alma, someone Tane sosem is like the lachas, like Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Hadamachai hadamar Rebbe the loibdud ve'amar Rav Huna the halacha echelcha is like him that she doesn't lose out. That's b'bishem michta that she was mocha on the moser yisur nechassim and getting the right amount of the dowry. V'hadik tani masnisin that she is that a gdol is vitra. We were medayak. That's talking about b'shalom if she wasn't mocha. Then we said mizonis in. So if tafke im balina seba oda nizonis the hainu bekatnus or benaris mashma but begeris not enes tricha limcha. So we said that you have to say once how much it she's no it's okay said okay let's come here shkaya.
Easy way out. The girls went to lessons at the age of 12, they went to special lessons. What to do? Come.